Okay.
This is the week it cancelled.
No, I don't think we'll get cancelled on this one. I think it's a bit chill.
Look, you have a narrative. Two men podcast. Don't give
them
mics.
Don't give, like, you know, take the mics away from men. Oh my God, blah, blah, blah. Like, another guy with a podcast.
Cheers to getting cancelled.
I can't get cancelled, though. Me, I'm a man of social repute.
I'm here to be toxic. So.
Please. It's funny because I think you're, like, the most appeared guest now.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so
where's my medal?
We should give you, like a plaque or something.
No, honorary mic.
Mm. Actually, to be fair, at this point, you can get one of the gold ones.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, you can actually get one of the gold ones. I think you should be able to get
those. Speaking of, it is November already. And I just remember that thing I said we should do last year.
What?
Where I said we should all have one last episode together for the end of the year.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we might still be able to pull it off this year. Mm-hmm. We might still be able to.
Mm-hmm. Oh, speaking of, is the thing advertised?
Yes, it is actually.
Okay, so I couldn't listen to the last episodes
because it was virtual. Yeah, I know.
The sound is very different. Like I tried.
Yeah. I know. It's I think after like podding for so long, it's hard to get used to that virtual.
It's very.
Because I did get some people that messaged me and said, like, bro, I love you guys. You know when somebody starts a message like, yo, I love you guys. I was just like, yeah, I get it. Really and funny tried. Thing is that that's not where we announced, like, our show.
I really tried to listen to you. Yeah. I tried.
Mm.
Jesus Christ.
But it's calm, though. Hi, guys. Welcome to episode 214 of the Road to 30 podcast. It's just Isaac here today. With a friend of mine, you've probably
Dolly
already
not here.
Do you want to say who is here?
I don't even know. How do I? How...
Go on.
What's this? I don't know how to introduce myself anymore.
Really? So if a girl meets you now and she's like, "Tell me about yourself,"
I happening? Really would.
That's the end.
That's it's like.
There's nothing.
No words. I haven't even done that in a very long time. Like introduce myself to somebody. I haven't done it in a very long time. Alex. Alex here, I suppose.
Yeah, Alex here. You know, Isaac here, you know.
Yeah, Alex here, there. You know, everywhere.
Everywhere. Bounce, bounce.
What can I say?
But yes, guys, welcome to episode 214. Dolly is currently in the land of the king now, because she died this year, wasn't it? The queen died this year.
I don't remember when, but... No, I think...
Was it last year?
I think
was
it was last year, because I remember Arsenal City's game should have been last year.
Yeah.
Was pushed. So it was last year.
So she died last year. Yeah. So the king is here this year.
Yeah. What can I say? The king is here.
Well, the king. Olamide. But shout out to Olamide, by the way.
Actually, guys, it's like soft launch. I'm replacing Dolly on the show. So like,
you
know, soft introduction, like, you know.
Yeah. Here for it. But yes, guys, so Dolly is currently on a little vacation outside the country. So it's just going to be a chilled episode today. Hope you guys are good. I want to start by saying tickets are actually almost sold out.
Oh.
So, yeah, if you don't know.
You should get your tickets, guys. I'll be there, I think.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
But yeah, guys, so we're having a little, like I said, it's like tiny desk, but for podcasters. So it's just going to be Dolly and I with like a library behind us and a live band.
I'll be doing backup vocals soon.
Yeah. And we'll be talking, you know. It's going to be very intimate. It's very different. I think it hasn't been done in this part of the world yet. So get your tickets for that.
That's very funny. What? Every time people see this part of the world.
Yeah.
What do you mean this part of the world?
Like in this country.
Okay, see? Because this part of the world could be like Africa, West Africa.
I haven't seen that done in any other African country.
Oh, here we go again. I don't know either, so.
Me too, but you know, I can just toot my horn.
Might as well.
There's nobody that will verify.
Who's going to come and fight? Nobody.
If you have a problem with it, write to my manager. But yeah, so get your ticket for that. The link is on our Linktree, website.com actually. And yeah, just get your tickets. And it's going to be on the 10th of December. Looking forward to seeing you guys there.
I am too.
Yeah?
I'm looking forward to seeing people.
Yeah, you should be.
I don't see people a lot, because so, I don't go out much, so.
Yeah, no. State of the
speaking
country.
Of, I listened to the podcast the other day where you're talking about not going out and having to
cut down. Yeah.
To just maybe go out once and not eat a lot like that, or
yeah, cut down my eating.
Exactly. So.
Yeah.
I could totally, because I don't go anywhere. From, I think since, when was that time I came out, left the house? I can't remember. It's been a very long time. Since the last time I left the house.
Yeah.
Well, I think that time I told you my friend was going to be visiting.
Okay, yeah, Lagos. Yeah, I remember. Yeah, that was a long time ago.
That's last time. I think it was August.
Yeah, that was August because I was not even in Lagos then.
It's not so long.
It's long. It's two months. It's more than 60 days.
I know what you're talking about. But yeah, I'm out of the house again today.
Ooh, yeah. It's good to see you out of everywhere. The house. Confetti is everywhere. And it's almost Christmas.
What's that?
Hmm?
What's that?
It's, you know, the colorful time of the year. I just bought a Christmas tree.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Is this part of adulting?
Because of the park.
Oh, see, yeah. I thought you meant like you bought a Christmas tree for
the... who? Why? It makes no difference to me, man. Christmas is just another day.
Yo, Christmas colors here as well.
Oh, yeah. Christmas colors on that. It looks nice, doesn't it?
It does. At first, when I said, I thought it was like that drum pad.
Like okay, yeah, where, yeah, yeah, where you make beats. Nah, I've not entered that producer bag level yet. But one day. I am wasting it. It's kind of why I want to start my YouTube channel. Like, proper content
on YouTube.
No. I don't want to mention the ideas I want to do yet before somebody will steal it. But it's basically tanked up finance.
I feel like you've practically sold it to everybody now because everybody gets what that is.
Yeah, it's literally just tanked up finance. So it's like, you know, when you see finance on the internet, it's so serious, right? So my idea is to make it less serious.
Are you going to become one of those guys that be like, make this, don't do that?
Nah.
Just get how they say it.
No, there's always a way they come off like very serious, very... Nah, but it's not that. This one is going to be more like just me chilling in a tank top and then talking about
that's how they say it.
Yeah.
Here are five things your bank doesn't want you to know.
Oh, yeah. It's like, oh my God. So you see like the thumbnail.
Clap for yourself. Oh my God. You're the first to find out that, oh my God, the banks are hiding this. Innovative.
Five things your bank is hiding from you. Like, oh, seven things you should know if you want to make money. Ten things you should have in your bank account if you're going to be like...
And then every day is, oh, go buy my course in my...
Yeah, subscribe and buy my course. There's a link in the... Nah, selling courses is not for me. It's not my kind of thing. It's not my kind of thing at all. But yeah, it is Men's Mental Health Month. So my AP of the week, guys, is... This one is particularly for men, but it goes to everybody. So try and nourish your body. Right? So try and eat fresh fruit, vegetables, limit alcohol and sugar. So yeah, because I found out that most of my friends are now getting to marriage age, right? And marriage age means kids. So you guys have to be very careful these days. So try and limit your alcohol and your sugar and, you know, get fresh fruits, fresh vegetables. I know it's kind of hard, but the aim towards the end of the year and going into next year should be nourish your body, okay, guys? It's very, 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 very important. Nourish your body.
Stay healthy.
It's very, very, very necessary. Very necessary. But yeah, going into the episode now, actually, how are you doing? Tell me, how's your week?
My week is...
Still is.
Yes, my week has been...
Down?
Nosedive.
That's an episode of this thing, by the way. What's it called? Black Mirror, Nosedive.
Oh.
Did you watch Black Mirror?
I watched the first, I think, two seasons.
Oh, okay.
After that, I felt like, yeah, it was cool. I was done with it. Yeah. But how have I been? For the most part, one of my friends hear me say this, but I've been existing. That's the best way I can put it.
Fair.
Yeah. That's the best way I can. There's no other way to explain it. I've been existing. I'm alive for the most part. So, yay me. Right?
Yeah.
Even though, like, if I wasn't on here, it would be dark humor. It's like, I don't know if I'm excited to be here, but hey, what can I say?
Why is your life? No, I feel you on that.
Should I?
You don't want to be alive?
See, that's a very... Do I? Yes, you know.
That's a deep place to be.
I wouldn't... Okay.
It's context. Men's mental health. Out there,
in case talk I have friends me. That are listening to this then now, right? Because apparently, I know people that listen to this stuff now, which is very weird for me. But yeah, I wouldn't kill myself because I think I like myself way too much. But if anything happened, I don't know if that would be like the worst thing ever. Like,
Interesting. That's actually it's interesting you say that, and I think now I should even introduce you. So for you guys who are new on the pod, Alex is my longtime friend. He is the most recurring guest on this show, because I'm sure a lot of people are wondering, oh my god, where's Dolly and all that. But yeah, Alex is, if you go back and listen to all the episodes, he's the most recurring guest on the podcast, and he's just a longtime friend of mine, and that's why I had him on this. That's why I have him on this episode, and we're just going to chill. It's going to be a very lighthearted episode, and hopefully at the end of it, we don't get cancelled.
I can't promise anything, but hey,
yeah. But tell me, so if you like, the thing is this, right? Going back to how you feel now, you know, I've been thinking a lot recently about how if I had money, I would invest.
I was going to say it. Yeah. I heard you say it on the podcast the other day.
Yeah.
And I can relate. Because it's like, at the end of the day, I'd say it helps to have friends.
Yeah.
Because there's this one friend I can always talk to. She doesn't listen to the podcast, so like, she will never hear this. Thank God. But she's always like very encouraging.
Yeah.
Stuff. And so she's always telling me not to do that to myself. Like, keep all this money. Expedition thing on myself, right? And I get it, but I don't know if it is even just a man thing. I just think it's hard to unlearn, because I think anybody without money kind of feels miserable already. Like,
yeah, especially
okay, not let me not put it on everybody. Almost anybody without money kind of feels miserable, right? So it's like, at the end of the day, I need money to do this, right?
Yeah,
but if I really think about it, do I need to do this?
Mm.
Like, okay. What will come off? What would come of me not doing this? Like, what would happen? Like, I don't know. Life would go on, I think.
Funny thing, that's not even where I was going, actually. Where I was going was, excuse me, you know this idea of life, right? If I had money, what I would be an advocate for is sleep pods, hibernation, where we can say, I don't want to do this for 6 months, right? And I pay a certain amount, and I sleep from January, and I wake up in July. And I start my year for just 6 months, right? Like, I feel like sometimes we just need like a prolonged break from life. It's not like
a vacation.
No, not a vacation. No, like, you know how when you sleep, your problems are gone, right?
Oh, no.
Your problems don't go when you sleep.
I was telling this afternoon that I was I had a dream and then
I understand the lucid dreams these days. Yeah. I've been having a lot of them. But what I'm just saying is like, the option to just be like, you know what, let me just pause for a bit, right? And then legally you're only allowed to do that for 6 months, so you can go anything between 1 hour and 6 months, right? But you have to like work your way up to 6 months. It sounds like a dystopian future, but think about it. The first time you do it, you can only probably do one day, but then the more you do it, you'll be able to work your way up to a max of 6 months, where it's just like, listen, I'm just tired. I just need a break. Whatever you guys want to do, I'll come back and see you in 6 months. And I just sleep and just, you know, pause. No vacation, no nothing. Mm-hmm. Everything I have is still there. And then I come back. I think that would be really good for humanity.
I don't know, man. I think if I'm going to do it, I just want to tap out it. Okay. At the end of the day, whatever I'm leaving behind.
Yeah.
Unless something tragic happens, it's not necessarily going away. I wouldn't want to feel that good for that long. We need to wake up again
and then you start
and pick
over.
It up again. Come on.
Actually, I get that.
Come off it.
I get that, actually.
Unless it's a time constraint thing where, say, like someone has cancer now, they put them in that sleep, their body will slow down, whatever nonsense, okay. Right? And there is a visible thing like, oh, a cure will be ready in like 6 months, right?
Okay, so let's pause you till
then. And then your body's like growing slowly, everything is working in slow-mo, and then in 6 months you'll be fine. But if it's like the money problems someone supposedly has, that's not going away. Unless your parents said to tell you that, oh my god, we've been rich, we've been hiding from you like for years.
I wish.
So you would be humble and whatnot. I wish. But unless that happens.
I get that though, but I mean, it's an interesting way that you feel. I hope you get better though.
Oh no, I'm good. See,
you're good.
I can't. That's why I don't like to make dark jokes sometimes, because it's like, I mean, I'm okay.
Oh, okay.
My state of mind is nice. I have like I keep saying, I'm happy. I'm grateful. I have friends and I have like a good, very good support system.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like, I'm fine.
Okay.
There will not be any offering of anybody anytime soon.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Because I really do worry about, like, all of us as we get older. And then, obviously, being Men's Mental Health Month, I was asking some of my male friends, like, how are you guys doing? And it's always funny because once you say, oh, my God, how are you doing? There's always that long pause. But, yeah, so some guys are always like, oh, more, you know, with, like, the multiple zeros or guy, yeah, like, the extra Ys, and you're just doing, like, I know what's coming and, you know, I'm here for you. I hope you, you know, I wish you all the best and stuff. But I just noticed that everybody is going through it. And it's always financial, right? It's always financial. The odd guy has, like, relationship drama or the standard. the standard anxiety about, like, your future. And like I said, all my friends are getting to that age now. In fact, I have 2 weddings in January.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Yours?
sure. I have 2. I'm going to be doing my, what's it called?
How is management, sir?
That's very funny. Anyway.
Sweet baby Jesus.
Okay. Well, yeah, so I have two weddings in January. One of them, I'm the groomsman. The other one. Yeah, so it's we're already in, like, the groomsman chat, and I'm already like, God damn it. Because we've picked the color of suits now. We have to go and do measurements, and I'm just there like, breathe. Because there's a lot that's coming. But yeah. But I'm just saying, it's in Lagos here. No. It's in Lagos here.
You're not traveling, that's good.
I'm not traveling, but it's a part of Lagos that requires traveling too. First up, I consider that a journey these days.
Yeah, I guess it is.
Yeah, so, you know, that's it. But I'm just saying, like, most people have a lot going on. They have a lot going on, guys especially. And then there's now the part where it's like, oh, if I don't have money, I don't feel good. I feel under pressure and all those kind of things. But, you know. Shout out to all the guys out there, man. You guys should take it easy.
Yo.
Find a fellow guy that is like a support system that you can be honest with and have honest conversations.
Why did you say fellow guy?
Oh, because, like, there are some things that you might not be able to explain to, like, a woman, or she might not get.
Oh,
like,
no, female, I just want friends. To start an agenda.
It's fine. I stand on business.
Like I said, this is where you get counseled.
No. But for real, like, there are just some problems that, you know, you would feel more comfortable sharing with guys.
Oh, yeah, it makes sense.
Yeah, so it's one of those. But another thing also, because I've been seeing, like, in the news, I've been seeing how things like stroke and diabetes and, you know, hypertension is increasing. So please, if you're a guy out there, try and talk to somebody. It's always important to
get it off your chest.
And try not to what?
Take too much sugar.
Yeah, that is actually true. So we spoke a while back, and I want to ask you about something. How are you balancing your ambition versus your reality? It's something we discussed earlier on the pod, and I'm just curious.
I'm waiting
about
for my Thanos reality stone.
To do what?
To alter reality now. What else?
You don't like this reality.
Okay. I always see this, right? I'm grateful for friends and family. So that much I like.
Yeah.
Right? And I like what I do.
Yeah.
Which I'm grateful for too as well. Right?
Yeah.
It's very fun for me. Like,
yeah.
I can listen to music.
What do you do, by the way, for people?
Well, I'm a designer.
Okay.
On most days. Other days, I just exist. Yeah. Well, yeah. So, like, I told you I was starting, like, the whole UI UX thing last year, right?
Yeah.
So I do that now.
So
it's very
tech, bro.
What can I say?
Multiple sources of income.
It's still the same person. So see that.
I see. Get into it.
When people say multiple sources of income, right?
Yeah.
Unless the other thing I'm doing does not involve me doing anything.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily count it as another source of income because I'm still the one putting in maximum effort. If it's something where I can just put money and then just go back to what I'm doing,
yeah,
it would feel like another source of income. But if I'm the one still exerting force, time, it just feels like I'm just doing more work.
I get that.
I'm just doing another job at the end of the day. Like, but yeah, another source of income for me would feel better if I just, like, drop money somewhere
and then it's giving
me money like every damn month. I don't have to stress.
Oh, you should sign up to my YouTube channel. I'll talk about that. I'm joking. It's Isaac Kanye on YouTube. But yeah, Tank Top
Finance. Oh, yeah, that's true. Isaac Kanye on YouTube.
But Tank Top Finance is something I'm working on.
The drink guy.
Yeah.
I mean, I like my job. It's just not as, I don't say big, but it's not as grandioso as I want it to be yet. So
okay.
It's still in that phase where it feels like I'm working extremely hard to get to a point where I don't have to work really hard.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's what it is. But for the most part, I enjoy it.
Okay.
And then ambition. I mean, it's on track for what I want to do in my life.
Okay.
Right. So yeah.
So you're on track. You're not there yet.
No. I don't sound like those people that never feel like satisfied and whatnot. But yeah. I don't know if I'll ever be at a point where I'm like, oh yes, I'm here now. Because I feel like ambition keeps changing and evolving. And what I set out to do like 10 years ago, I have done.
Okay, fair.
But like, it has evolved into something else. So like, it's more like it will always keep changing and growing for me. Right? So yeah.
Would you say you're an ambitious person? Did you listen to the episode with Corey Day?
Corey Day.
Yeah.
The software guy?
Yeah.
No, not really.
Okay, so the idea was basically he isn't that ambitious, right? He just wants to live. He's not like, he's ambitious, but he's not trying to like solve the world problems, right? Or become like a billionaire by tackling AIDS or whatever. Like, would you say you're on that same vibe? Like, would you make a million and be like, yeah, I'm done?
See, I don't know. Unless we want to start putting like, what's it called, a limit on what ambition is or where ambition starts from.
Yeah.
I'm ambitious, right?
Okay.
But I'm also very lazy.
Right? Okay.
Not lazy, like I would not do anything. I just want to, I mean, if I could, great. I would just chill and get money.
Trust fund, baby.
Wouldn't that be nice? But what I mean is, I know that I would be a point where I'm comfortable.
Yeah.
I would not do the most. Like, I don't want to amass wealth for the sake of amassing wealth.
Yeah.
That's the way I would put it.
Fair.
But my ambition is, the things I want to achieve, like, I feel like this is my ambition, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so yeah. I'm ambitious, not just, I guess I would say I'm not overly ambitious.
Okay.
I'm just ambitious. Yeah.
I think I'm ambitious, but I'm also reining it in a little bit because...
You want to cure AIDS?
Nah, I don't have that kind of problem. I do hope I can like democratize mental health access for men. Like just do something on a grand scale for mental health and wellness in general for men. Right? Like I joke about owning a massage/ wellness center. No. Stop laughing at my dreams.
I'm really laughing because in the news lately, I've been seeing massages and I've always been seeing, like, I think it was on news I saw some man went into like a massage parlor.
Oh, yeah.
And he was like a devout Christian, right?
Okay.
And then they
tried to touch him.
Wanted to give him a happy ending and then he was disgusted and stuff. So every time I just hear massage.
That's what comes to your mind. Nah, that's not what I'm thinking about. Like,
good.
Yeah, mine is more like a general wellness center. So like you come in, right? You see a doctor, we do like a physical for you. Then, you know, there'll be a therapist option. There'll be like a massage, like a spa, a haircut, just a full on thing that, let's say you wanted to escape for 2 days, you could come. That kind of
vibe. Does that include your stasis?
My what now?
Putting someone in stasis for 6 months.
I mean, if it becomes legal at that time, it could be an extra option, an add-on. But it's like, that's like something I would say that I'm a bit ambitious about on like a big scale, but the rest of it, no, I just want to be comfortable enough to have the option to live in excess, in luxury, and then be like, okay, I'm not doing it. You know those people that work so hard just to tell you that I fly economy, but you know that I can own a private jet, that kind of vibe. Yeah, although I think that thing is just, I think it's a different level of, what's it called, pride.
Oh, yeah.
But
what's it called again? Fake humility.
Yeah, fake humility. It's like, oh my God, pride. I want you guys to know that I could do it, but I choose not to. That kind of vibe is what I would love. Where it's like, oh, look at him, you know, he's enjoying his life, but he could do more. I think that might be it for me in terms of ambition. But balancing it with where I am now is not easy, man. Because every time I look around and I'm like, God, how much can you really do in this part of the world?
How much?
But, you know.
Baby steps, I suppose.
Yeah. I mean, baby steps is the way, actually. Baby steps is the way. I want to talk about something else, though. Let's see. What else is on my notes? Before we go into the really nasty stuff, I'm trying to walk my way into those ones. I saw something the other day, dating up or down. What do you think about that concept?
You know what it is?
Yeah.
I just genuinely think, I should prefix this by saying, before I say anything, let me just say this.
Okay.
People should date people they like.
Facts. I was going to end them. There. Now you've ruined the conversation.
That's... At the end of the day, yeah. I just figured, because every day I go on the internet, right? I hear, oh, it's partly men versus women, right? And mm-hmm. I do not like to engage in questions like this because it becomes very stereotypical about, oh my God, we're pitting men against women. Oh, women don't do this for men. Men don't do this for women.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you somebody likes you and you like somebody, all of that stuff would not count for shit.
Fact.
And I say this because there is, oh, he would. The one phrase that annoys me on the internet is, oh, if he wanted to, he would.
Bullshit.
If she wanted to, she would. I feel like everybody's watching that. Life isn't as black and white as we all want it to be.
True.
Shades of gray.
True. 50.
Maybe one shade of gray.
Nah, 50.
I don't know about 50. Well, like, a lot of things I wish I could do for somebody, right?
Yeah.
I just can't do it. Not because I don't want to do it. It's just...
There's no money. There's no time.
First of all, money is like... Excusing the money, it's more like... Even as you get... Let me excuse time and money.
Yeah.
It's just like, at times, stuff doesn't pop in your head until after a while. Because I figured to myself, like, when I'm talking to somebody as well, like, I could say stuff in a moment, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then I go and think again. I feel like, oh my God, there's so much I could have said in this very moment. And I feel like that's the same way it is with me, like with doing stuff.
Yeah.
I would say I'm a very emotional person, right?
Yeah.
But this is the caveat, I suppose. I suck at, let me not say this being emotional, I suck at, what's it called, expressing it the way people would want me to express it.
Okay.
That's what I put it, right? Like, I've liked people in the past, really, really liked people in the past, but I guess how they would want me to express that emotion,
yeah,
isn't how I express it, because it's not...
Might not be who you are.
Exactly, right?
Okay.
So it's like, and for me, because I am used to, like, if you tell me stuff, I'm going to take your word for it for the most part, because it's like, okay, you said this, right?
Yeah.
I'm not going to assume there is an underlining tone to your...
True, whatever you're saying.
So, I'm personally, right, I just feel like whoever you like,
yeah,
do whatever you like, I'll do whatever likes you. All of this dating up and dating down. If everybody was like, oh, I'm only dating up, I don't think everybody would, nobody would get dates at the end of the day.
True.
Because if everybody dating up,
then
at the end of the day, one person
will get everybody.
No, one person is always going to be down. Like one person is going to be up. Unless it's not a thing of, oh, what are the parameters for up and down now?
Yeah.
Is it financial? Is it facial?
Good points.
So it's like, where do we go from here?
Those conversations are usually financial.
Financial.
Yeah.
Personally, I don't think it makes any sense. I don't think those conversations make any sense.
True.
Personally.
True. I think the thing is, people aren't dating people they like. I think it's quite clear, and it's because you don't like somebody. That's why you look for that one thing you can hold on to. Sometimes people, maybe guys might look at body, women might look at maybe money, and then you just use that as a reason to anchor yourself in that space. But deep down, you really don't like the person. Because if you're actually with somebody you like, I mean, a lot of things will be secondary to the fact that you do like them. And then everything else that we in quotes call effort would come naturally.
Yo.
Like, it will come naturally because it's like, I like you. So it's not like second nature for me to start thinking of what I should do to make you happy. It would just come naturally. Like, listen, this is something I care about. It's like when you buy a phone, nobody needs to tell you before you like buy a phone case, before you take care of it, put it in your pocket and all that. But when someone gives you like maybe... a book you don't like or something, you just throw it in one corner of the house. And then whenever you remember it, you pick it up. that kind of vibe. But
I've never, to be honest, I've never understood it. I think I will never understand it.
Yeah.
Every time I open the internet, because it's very, and I've tried so much to not, quote unquote, non-interest this conversation.
Yeah.
Like I've, not interested. It keeps popping up on my timeline like every
theory. People just talk on the internet for content. I think people just...
I want to believe that, right?
Mm.
But then sometimes these conversations seep into real life.
Mm. Well, angle.
Not in my real life. Because like I always say, I'm grateful for the people I have around me, right?
Yeah.
The people I like.
Yeah.
They like me. So it's not... I don't have to engage in all of this. Oh my God. Forth.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it, I think for a fact, like if I ever find myself in a place where these conversations are happening in my real life with somebody actually like,
yeah,
it's, this was great. I will miss you. We'll both be fine.
Yeah.
Goodbye. I don't see any point in...
That's actually true. I don't think I've ever had a nasty like exit from anything because it's always... genuinely with people I do like you have no I've never had a nasty exit in fact like my breakups are so
one time on this podcast now
really tell me
when I said somebody hit me
oh yeah that was the one
yes that's the only one I've had
yeah I mean I've not really had a nasty breakup they're usually amicable
oh that wasn't the breakup because I wasn't dating set person,
yeah
but so, yeah.
It was just like a mutual you know it was like let's go our separate ways kind of like
yo.
Yeah, but yeah, I think the lesson is people should actually date who they like, to be honest.
Yeah,
it's clear that a lot of people are not dating who they like, and
you are stressing this thing.
Yeah, it's like relationships shouldn't be hard. It shouldn't be like a relationship 101 every 3 working days
to get married.
Please get married and do it on time, because right now let me budget all of you guys together so I can wear the same suits, take the same pictures. Well,
you don't have to worry about
that. What are we doing? Are we doing a destination wedding?
Yeah?
Are we doing a destination wedding?
I said you don't have to wear up with right now.
Yeah.
It's not even in my... I mean, I like... There's one person that...
Let's skip past that.
Yes.
Let's just move on. Because that could easily be 1 blow 7 die.
No. See, okay. First of all, I'm a one-woman man. I don't know how to...
You don't know how to mess around?
No, obviously.
How to talk to multiple people at once.
I don't know how to invest in multiple at once. Like,
good choice of word. Because, especially for. Because
I can talk to people. Questions are my favorite things to have with someone I like, right? If I cannot necessarily converse with you, I don't see what
I agree.
This is. And I cannot invest conversations in multiple. Like, I cannot have. Question about how my day went, I had this show, I watched this, and I'm listening to you dump on me, and I'm dumping on you, and take that same energy to somewhere else. I can't.
You know, the funny thing is that women also like details and stories. So imagine if I've given you...
I like details as well.
Yeah, I know you do, but like generally for women, it's like, if I give you a 20-minute breakdown of how my day went to, let's say, Lady A, I don't have the energy to go and give Lady B... That same thing, and then jump to Lady C. Like, maybe when I was younger, I could. Because, in fact, when I was younger, I was actually an active hoe. So, but I think the older I got...
That's what pisses me off.
You've never had a whole face?
I've never had a whole face.
Bro, this podcast was founded on my whole face. Like, I sometimes people write in and they're like, we've toned it down a lot and stuff like that. And I'm like, you know, maturity comes.
I remember all your...
Yeah.
In conversation.
Literally.
But I just... maybe it's because I never went out. I'm not an outgoing person, and to meet people and be safe, you have to go out.
Right? Yeah.
I don't know how, even going on dates is such a hassle for me. Like, I don't know how to.
Fair. Do you feel like you'll regret that in the future? Like, not having a whole face? Do you think you might be one of those people who, when you get married, you're like looking for threesomes and stuff like that?
No, I know I wouldn't.
Fair.
And because I feel like if you feel like you need a whole face when you're with somebody you actually like, you don't necessarily like said person. And let me not be that person that be like preaching. I'm not preaching monogamy, right? If there are people that can have swinger relationships and whatnot, good for you. Like your heart can take it. Me, I'm very emotional. I can't do that.
You know, the thing is funny because guys think they can handle it because they always look at it from the side of them with other women. But think about another man piping your woman.
Yo.
Like, think yo. About it, because I think that's what mentally keeps me in check sometimes. Because it's like, oh, let's have, you know, an open relationship and blah, 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 blah. And then, obviously, as a guy, it's never going to be that easy to get that many women. But your woman has, like, literally options all the time, right?
Oh, yeah.
So when you think about it, imagine you come home and you guys are, like, just chilling.
I mean, it's not even the idea of somebody piping somebody. It's, for me to engage, I have to like you to a certain degree, like...
Oh, okay. You can't have like
know how to
casual sex, like casual partners.
I've done that before.
You didn't enjoy it.
I didn't necessarily like it. It Fair. Felt very
forced.
Please don't use forced sexual relations.
Sorry.
Please, I beg.
Wild choice. No, yeah.
Very wild choice. Very, very wild choice. It did not feel forced. It just did not. I did not enjoy it. Let me put it like this. I didn't get my orgasm. That's what it was.
Okay, fair.
Yeah, for me to do, I have to like said person. And if I don't like you...
Wait, so in order to come, you have to like the person?
Yes.
Makes sense. I've never had that problem.
Oh, no, not like... This common is...
Okay, yeah.
There's a difference. This common is orgasm, right?
Yeah. Please, why not censoring anything?
I'm not... I didn't want to enter that conversation because I feel like it's very... No, people don't necessarily believe the conversation, but I... Genuinely, I've spoken to one of my friends that is a doctor, right? So it's not like I'm not talking to a guy and then I'm trying to push an agenda.
Yeah.
But there is a difference between just coming and...
No, I 100% agree, because that's what leads to women thinking that they're all good at sex sometimes.
Yes. Yeah, so
because
like,
a guy comes, but it's not the same.
I can come.
Yeah, but I didn't enjoy it.
I don't necessarily enjoy the sex I just had. Yeah, so it's like very... But I notice if somebody I like, yes, I'm into it and I enjoy it. Yeah, because the dumbest thing will just make me tick, and then I'm over it now.
Yeah.
So like, where do we go from here?
Yeah.
So I'm like,
I get you on that one. It took me a while to realize too, because obviously being a hoe at a point, I used to like, I was all about the knot, but it was when I started to genuinely be with, like, when you started to invest in the person sometimes, you start to see that, oh, this is actually quite different. Like, there are some people that you keep going back to, and then after a while, you look at it and you figure out why.
Yeah. But,
yeah. I feel you on that, man. Interesting times.
I'm a lover, that's what it is. I'm very emotional.
Yeah, lover boy, aren't you?
I am, sadly.
Like, have you cried in bed before?
Cried in bed?
Yeah.
Cried in bed?
Yeah, cried in bed, like to a woman.
No, I haven't.
No, okay. Fair.
No, I haven't. Okay, I'm very emotional, but I'm very in control of my emotions.
Okay.
I'm not like a radical, like, oh my God, I would just...
Oh my God, react. I love you so much.
No, hell no.
No.
I would rather die. I'd rather die...
Than do it.
Than behave that way in front of anybody. Not just in front of anyone, in front of anybody. I'd lose my shit like that and break down and cry.
I love you so much. Why don't you see it?
No. That can never be me. And if that's me, someone should kill me. If I ever get there.
You know that Wesley Snipes? The Wesley Snipes emoji. Where is I holding the gun that is crying?
Yo.
That would be me while I'm shooting you, bro.
If I'm ever there, someone should just kill me immediately. Because I never want to wake up and be told that I did this. Never.
They will not look at you as the, like, what's it called, the baseline for what they don't.
It's not even looking at me, it's looking at myself.
Yeah. The regret, the shame.
Nah. I have cried over a woman before.
Yeah, fair.
But I would not cry, like, oh my God, like, I'd rather die.
Actually, let me think. Have I cried over a woman before? I haven't.
Oh, I've cried. I really liked this person, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, and it just didn't work out.
Oh, it worked out.
But then, that's why you cried?
No. I found out that the person cheated and lied, right?
Ooh.
So what, it wasn't, to be honest, it wasn't cheating that pissed me off.
Okay.
It was the lying part. It was like, this is like, supposed to be like, me and you, this is our safe space, right?
Yeah.
And then you can tell me anything. That's we were at such a great place where
you could tell her anything.
She would tell me anything. I could tell her anything, right? It happened. Like I remember. So I have somewhat of a good memory where I can remember stuff in detail. And it pisses people off sometimes.
Oh yeah. Because they're like, don't forget stuff. Yeah.
I was on my way from come back from work. At this point, I used to work at somewhere in, what is this place that used to be bad before? Papa.
Yeah.
Like this furniture brand. I designed like brochures, designed, what's this called? Like canvas and whatnot, right?
Okay.
I used to work there. I was coming back from work. She called. She wasn't in Lagos at the time. She called. And then she was like, oh, stuff happened, yada, yada, yada. I did this. I was like, okay, cool. Right? So what do you want to go from here? Like, are you saying we're done? Yeah, yeah. No, she was saying that it happened, all of that good stuff.
Yeah,
right?
Transparency.
I was like, okay, cool. Like, I would just need like time to process, right? And think about it. And I did think about it. I still really liked said person, right?
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, she said it was just this. It was just sex, like they had gone out. At first, she had blamed her friends. They pressured her into going out with said person. Mm. They had gone. They had gone out. They had come back.
Mm-hmm.
She was in the living room with her friends, but then she like went to the room. I was like, okay, cool. And then whatever happened, like,
wow, how convenient. But okay,
yeah. I put it as I was stupid before. I probably should have believed. I shouldn't have believed like in detail like that.
Let's just say you were young,
and naive, right? And that's what I was saying.
Hilarious to me. And but yeah.
I was like, okay, cool. Then after like 2 weeks, I traveled to see said person.
Yeah.
Right. And then we were talking, yada, yada, yada. And because I have someone with a good memory, right?
Yeah.
She had told me this what happened. I went to the club, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
That happened. Then we're talking about it again. I don't even know how we got there.
And the story didn't add up.
It was a completely different story. Then it was like, oh, like, she had kissed somebody.
Okay.
Like, they went out for dinner.
Yeah.
In the car. I was like, okay. Who was this said person?
Yeah.
Like, what's this person's name? Because she had gave me details about the person, what the person does, yada, yada, yada. And I'm like, okay, what does this person do? Same thing person does. Same thing. I was like, you know that.
That was
I have amazing. A good memory. Like, yeah. it's you've done me for, like, years, right?
So you should know you that. Know you that shouldn't
if
lie
you had
to me.
Told me this,
yeah,
I would remember. I remember this. Like, they don't make, it's not those stories don't make sense.
Yeah.
She kept on the night at first. I'm like, you know what? I don't have the strength, right?
Yeah.
I'm just going to go and crash in the living room because I don't like arguing for the most part. Like, I know what it says. Like, you're obviously lying, so why am I even doing this?
Yeah.
Like, a good living room, and then get together, we talk. That, in that moment, right?
Yeah.
When I got home, we talked, we're fine the next morning, right? Because this conversation happened at night. Fine, next morning. I went back, when I got back home, back to, like, I did cry, like, for, like, not like I was weeping. Like,
you weren't wailing.
Tears. No.
It wasn't,
it's
like,
just, like,
you know,
tears.
That's...
Exactly. Tears just ruined my eye. Like, damn,
I can't believe
damn, that happened to me.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then, that's it. I think that's the only time I've actually cried.
Oh, that's fair. I honestly don't think, I don't think I have. But I mean, it's always funny.
And you're a hard guy now.
No, it's not even that I'm a hard guy. It's not that. It took me a while to become emotionally invested in people. Right. So I was one of those people who, when I was younger, I didn't realize it, that I was kind of emotionally stunted. So it was like a lot of relationships for me were very surface level. So I knew I liked the person, but I didn't I wasn't vulnerable enough to let myself get involved. So usually when it ended, it was always like, you know, this is cool, this is all right. There was never like investment into the point where I'll start crying. And most of them always ended up good, right? So it was always
love
like,
that for you, man.
Yeah, I mean, and then also I went through, I didn't date for a long time. I was just messing around for a very long time.
Weirdly enough, I only had one.
One serious relationship. I mean, you know, that happens. I was looking on the internet this week and I saw people talking about their school bullies. Yeah, it was a very interesting conversation because I was reading like the stories, and you can see people like actively calling out their bullies. I even saw some people from Trinity, like where I went, and I remember some of the cases that they wrote about. And it was just interesting seeing that.
Were you ever bullied?
I wasn't. I did have one guy that I think he just wanted to be the one that would bully me, but he just never really got there. We never really got to the point that...
Internship.
It was an internship bully. No. It was more like... So when I was in JS1, right, I had a smart mouth, but I was one of those people who... Because I was small, I was perceived as cute, in quotes. So I had like a school mother in SS3.
Oh,
yeah. And then so it just like helped me through a lot of situations that I would normally have found myself in. But I know a lot of, in fact, the bullying when I was in JS1 was so bad that parents got involved and people got expelled. But it never happened to me directly.
In Trinity?
Yeah. It was very bad. There was even a point where they beat somebody to the point that he had an asthmatic attack. He was in the hospital.
Jesus.
Yeah. And what is weird is I see some of the people on LinkedIn these days and they just act like life is good.
I mean,
it kind of is, right? This kind of why I don't believe in karma either. But it was just funny seeing that thread and like reading what people have gone through and all that. And I tried to think about it deeply as well, that did I bully anybody? And I don't think I did.
Was I a bully?
Like the only people who I can say I probably bullied, it wasn't like physical. It was just more like youthful, naivety. Because it was like, we used to say things that were hurtful at the time, but we didn't know, right? Like, I don't know if I've mentioned on the pod before, but we did this thing where we're like, oh, who's your best friend? Who's the person you don't like? Right? We did that in my year, and I think it was SS2. And
what's that thing called?
Yeah, something like that. But this one was kind of different. Everybody would write like the person they really like and the person they don't like. And for some reason, I took it upon myself to be the MC of that occasion. And it's funny because it still haunts me. Because I know some people who, looking back, it was very mean. There was no need to do that, right? I mean,
there was no need.
Yeah, it was just...
So, okay, I'm not advocating for anybody to bully anybody because...
Yeah, of course.
That is wild, right? But sometimes, if I don't like somebody, it usually comes from a place of them doing something to me.
Yeah.
Right? So now, like, and I would not say this is how you should react to something. I'm against violence and whatnot, but I cannot tell you how to react to something that someone has done to you, because who am I?
True.
All I can say is, you know, show grace on most days if you can. True. And if you can't, I mean, you fuck around, you find out.
I mean, true.
Yeah.
I never actually found out in that sense, but I think that was just like the height of it. And even I remember when we had people who used to like wash our clothes and stuff, I never was that guy who would just go and like just throw his stuff, because I went to boarding, so I never really would throw my stuff and be like, wash this or do that. It was always more of like a mutual thing where it's like, okay, let me give, like, I remember giving like them like food and stuff like that and special privileges.
Even
when I graduated, I brought like, I'll never forget, I brought like 2 cartons of Indomie for like them with cornflakes and all that kind of stuff. So I was really trying to see if, because you know, sometimes when you see those kind of things, everybody is quick to call out, but nobody ever remembers what like they might have done.
Right? Oh yeah,
in terms of the bullying. So it took me a while to like, you know, think about it and be like, okay, I don't have, so I can sort of speak on this. But seeing, I remember witnessing a lot of bullying firsthand, and it was just, man, like there are people
you couldn't step in.
My mates were being bullied.
Shame on you, man.
No, the only thing I used to do, hold on, in my defense, the only thing I used to do, which I know used to put me in a lot of trouble, was I used to talk back. Like, regardless of who he was, I had a smart mouth, right? Yeah, so I always spoke back. And sometimes it led me to situations where it would have to be the head boy that would come and say, leave this guy. Or, you know, people come and have to bail me out. But that was at the height of what I used to do. I was never one to... like, just sit there and take it. I always used to, like, talk back and all that. But I do remember seeing some incidences. And there are some people, right, who, it didn't happen to me, but from what I saw them doing to other people, I hope they die. And I mean, I don't mean that lightly. Like, the whole concept of karma is hard to believe when you see what people have done to people and you see how they go about their lives now.
Oh, give me one tale.
I don't know if I can say it here because no, it's,
don't
it's
give
like,
names and stuff. No,
yeah, but some of these stories are not mine to tell.
Oh, okay, fair.
Yeah,
fair,
I can tell. Nice. I can tell you off record, but right, some of them are not mine to tell because some of the things, like for instance, I remember one time where somebody beat somebody up to the point where like there were visible marks on his body, right? And his excuse was that, oh, he had anger issues and all this kind of dumb shit. And I see that guy now on the internet and stuff, and I'm like, you shouldn't be living a good life. You should be somewhere suffering for what I've seen you do to others, right? And then obviously there's the fact that you can't carry everybody's cross, and people will be like, oh, you know, I've forgiven him and stuff, but you probably haven't, or maybe you have, but maybe I haven't for seeing what such people did. So it was just interesting seeing, like, you know, some of the stories that people have been through. And it was also quite, you know how, it's not like me, I am wishing people bad, though. That one is different. Like, I'm very open about it. I do wish these people bad. I'm not one of those people that will sugarcoat it and be like, let God handle it. No. I wish these people bad. But it's just funny how you look at it and it's almost like they're not paying, like, because Dolly mentioned this earlier a couple episodes ago where she was like, karma might not be what you want it to look like for people.
Yeah.
And I get that. But sometimes I struggle with that and seeing karma the way I want it for people. Do you get?
Like
sometimes
saying,
you look at people and you're like, I want something bad to happen to you that I can see and feel justified.
I don't believe in karma for starters, right? Because I just think life is a bunch of coincidences and things happen for happening to you.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you'd say this, and I feel like people just say, oh, it is karma because it's their karma because they know they did something bad.
And they
so
want
it's like,
it
oh, yeah,
to...
they want this to be the one that this has to be it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, I mean, what else would it be?
Yeah.
But I don't necessarily believe in karma. I just think stuff happens and then...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But it was just interesting to see on the internet, though.
I think karma is a coping mechanism for people.
Oh, facts. That one
you're
is
like,
true.
You get your own back.
No,
it's the way
wouldn't.
I feel like...
when
people break up relationships, right?
Yeah.
And they go like, oh, don't worry. Someone will break your own heart.
Bullshit.
Will.
It's
nobody
like, listen,
will.
Sweetheart, I'll go around breaking hearts and not a damn thing will happen to me. No, I feel you on that. Actually, I feel you on that, man. Because sometimes we're like, oh, man, for what this girl did to me, my God, she will see. But
nah,
she's
not to see shit.
This is in Hollywood. She won't
see
shit.
She'll get happily married.
With kids.
Yo.
That will probably... And it's true. You know that
you'd be
trope?
Sulking.
Yeah, that trope where they used to do that thing where they would be like, oh, the woman that rejected the guy.
Only movies. And I think that's why he hates
the
all this new age, maybe not new age, but all these influencers that go about, okay, let me say this right. Not sound like I'm being an asshole,
mm-hmm.
right? All these people that, quote unquote, set out tests for people on the internet and
oh,
then reward
yeah.
them
yeah.
for like karma and nonsense. You people are encouraging a stupid narrative in this world you don't know about. Like, yes, I think everybody should go around being good, right? But on the days, like, you don't know what I'm going through today.
True.
Like, I might be having the shittiest
laid
day.
Off.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're approaching me.
With a camera in my face.
Maybe I don't see the camera. Let me ask you the camera.
Yeah.
Right? And you're asking for something. And I'm like, oh, no, I don't have it.
Yeah.
Because I'm poor now.
Yeah.
There's nothing I can do about it. And then you're not making me feel bad for not giving you anything that I don't have.
Mm-hmm.
Come off
and
it.
Then you push a 2-minute agenda that makes
that, oh,
me look
yeah,
like
I
the
went,
devil.
I did this, I did yeah. that, I did that. Nobody gave me anything, but one person gave me money and then, yay, take $1,000. Please, let's all relax, I beg. Let's all relax.
So you don't know if this is the day that GT just swallowed my card. And my baby stressing me, and now you're in a camera, like you're with a camera in my face. Like, oh my God, can you do this? Like, no, can
no,
you get
wait,
the
fuck
out of my face? No, I feel like, I feel you on that.
Well, oh, please keep doing your good deeds and wherever you're giving money. Great.
I feel like that this content world is also ruining things. Not everything is meant to be like, you know, content per se. Because this thing you're talking about is actually like a pandemic now, where you can see somebody just acting like maybe they're like a hobo and then they keep asking people for help and stuff. And it's like, oh, the message here is, you know, be nice to everybody. It's like, I get it, but maybe I wasn't in the mood.
Yeah,
that like, day. Like, it's not every day I would see an Almajiri kid and give him money, right? So if you decide to dress up as an Almajiri kid today to prove a point, today might just not be the day that I will give you money. So get out of my face.
I'm not getting the money you're giving out.
Exactly.
But I'm just saying, don't perpetuate the narrative. Like, make people think, oh my God. Because you people will force up as well. Like, I mean,
true. It's not everybody that will put a camera.
No, you have people out in the world thinking, maybe if I just do this good, I will get. Because imagine somebody has like $10 left in your pocket, right?
Mm-hmm.
And their head is filled with camera talk. Like, oh, maybe if I just give out this last $10 I have,
Something good will happen.
Mm. I'm sorry to tell you.
That's not how the world works,
man. Hungry.
You'll be hungry. It's a very bad financial decision.
If you can give and you'll be fine, please give.
Yeah.
But if you don't have anything in your pocket, thinking, oh, if I give this, something miraculous will happen. When I'm walking down the road, I will see this and then boom. You won't see shit.
Facts.
You go home, you sleep hungry.
Facts.
I repeat the cycle the next day. So please.
Facts.
Hmm. Yes.
Let's talk about porn. Before I even get into the porn.
That is a weird segue.
I know, but it's something that's been on my mind for a while, actually. But before I talk about porn, like, bullying is bad, though, and if any of you has bullied somebody, I think you should go the extra mile to reach out and apologize. Because people are holding on to things that you have no idea about. And I know most people who bullied might probably remember. So go the extra mile and, you know, issue an apology.
I learned something the other day on the internet that people that bullied don't necessarily think they bullied.
Mm.
I think it stemmed from this, it's very, very, very old gist. Yeah. Michael B. Jordan and that some babe at the red carpet that said
I remember that. Yeah.
That happened. Then some girl on the internet was like defending the
bully, the lady.
It was a bully, right?
Yeah.
She was like, oh, I mean, you should grow up. Things happen in school. We're all kids, yada, yada, yada.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, giving reasons why you should forget about it. That it's not even bullying. It's just being kids and whatnot, right?
Okay.
And it had me thinking, because I think one of my red flags in this life, I've been told, is like, I like to play devil's advocate.
Okay.
I can see how people go around thinking, I wasn't bullying you.
Yeah.
Maybe I was roughhousing, like maybe a little rough, but it wasn't bullying. I was just messing with you. Like, a lot of people genuinely walk around the air thinking, oh,
that I didn't do anything wrong.
I just.
Mm. I mean, I guess it's in some cases it could be like, it could be understood. Like, the way I look at that example would be like, I remember sometimes as juniors when we like get our haircuts in school. Right, seniors will just come and slap your head and just be like, hey, Gorimapa.
And to them, that's.
And to them, it was cool. And generally, then it was cool. But then, it's not on you to determine how the person took it. That's the other part.
That's what I'm saying. Like, they think, oh, I didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah, I'm just giving a scenario of what you're saying. You're right. Because some people have just told, like, hey, it's just a normal. But the other person might have been like, nah, nigga.
And in their own head, even if they did bully you, it's like, come on, that's years ago.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, it's still fucked up. If you did.
Oh, yes, please. Thing,
yeah,
searching your souls.
Yeah.
If you're a bully in school, reach out and apologize.
And also, I mean, the person might not forgive you, but that's a cross you have to bear.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's a cross you have to bear. So yeah, I want to talk about porn a little bit.
What's it called?
Context.
Yes. To this.
The porn thing.
Yes.
Okay, so let me start, right? So obviously, the older I get, right? I've been watching porn for a long time.
No, not this context.
Which one?
For context, why we're talking about this is because me and Isaac, sometimes we share reels on internet,
okay,
right?
yes. How we got to this conversation.
Because it's not, okay, we're not just out here thinking, I'm like, oh my God, porn.
Or we just sit down and we put on something.
Exactly.
I think we should. That would be very funny to do.
No,
to watch, to analyze and just randomly give commentary.
What's the difference?
Good points. Let's take that back. Hey, yo.
I didn't say anything. Only I said something. Anyways.
But yeah, You shared it.
Okay. Yeah. A video of like some woman finding their father or grandfather's porn stash.
Yeah.
And then it sent us down a rabbit hole of what porn used to looked like
and what it is now.
Exactly.
Yeah, like, so that's actually what I want to talk about.
Fair enough.
So, right. Yeah. So what I want to talk about is how the internet has ruined porn. Right? That is actually, I think that's what I'll call this episode. The internet ruined porn. Right. So let's go for context. In that video you sent me, right? Like, I'll start with titles. Right. Yeah. Titling in porn has fallen off to the point that now it irritates me to see. Right. You know, growing up, I remember when I started watching porn earlier on in my life, it was always you see maybe big booty holes or big booty bitches or maybe fat ass white girls. Very straightforward things, mm-hmm. right? Or maybe somebody's house and then it'll just be different like women, and so that would be the title, mm-hmm. right? Or maybe, you know, big black women or skinny black women.
What, even the ones that were that they put story into, like there was like it was like a movie, right?
Yes, there was effort.
Yeah.
Right? There was effort. So if you went on back then when I started, I think it was, what site I used to use then? I can't remember.
I think it was WapTrick.
Yes. It was WapTrick. Moved to Xvideos. And okay. then that was where I knew it was Xvideos that used to have like the titling. And it was still good then. It would be like maybe school teacher, something. But these days, right? And this is kind of why I stopped watching porn. Because these days, the titles are so irritating and so demeaning. I open porn sometimes and I see, skinny teen gets fucked hard. I'm like, bro, you've told me the whole story and I am not interested anymore, right? Or you see some weird stuff like, stepmom messes with son. Or you see, I fucked my mom. And I'm just there like, bro, what is going on? It's like the world has gone mad.
Yo.
Bro, it's crazy.
Okay. My own beef is like, how do I put this? Before, I feel like, because they used to cast, like, before it used to be like an actual, like,
Production.
A lot of things used to go into it. Like,
mm-hmm.
at least you could, quality in the porn was like, yeah, like, we made this, it's a movie.
Exactly.
You would enjoy it and sit through it and enjoy it. Like,
exactly.
Sometimes you're watching, like, porn and then you get lost in the story because...
Exactly, because like, wait,
it's not as bad as
Like I remember watching some porn, like you know, back in the days, right before the porn even starts, there'll be like 5-10 minutes where it's like the guy meets her, they talk, they dance. There's a lot of all this stuff going on, and then you're there like, oh, okay, I'm intrigued, and before you know, it's like, wait, like you didn't ask her what her name was or something.
Yeah.
Like, there was something going on.
But now everybody's a director.
Like, bro, now.
And then, boom. No shade to anybody making content. I mean, please knock yourself out.
Boss one out.
Knock yourself out, please. But I'm just saying, like.
Yeah, like, this is actually a whole rant, too. I'm going to keep going. So now you press play, and all you see is naughty America, and instantly they're already having sex. I'm like, bro, relax. I need you guys to pace me into like this.
When, like, when I sit on the internet, where people just. Like, I'm watching TikTok now. The first thing I just hear is some outlandish thing. Like, where is the good morning?
Exactly.
Or, hello, or hi, guys, or something. Like, let me sit down first.
Like, bro, that is like, actually, that's like, the thing.
I press play. I'm not sat yet.
Like, my cream isn't ready. The tissue isn't ready. Yeah, and next thing.
Hearing like, maybe walk down the stairs.
Exactly.
Or like, knock on the door.
You know what even annoys
or
me
I'm
these
ordering
days?
Pizza or something.
Alex,
you
thank
just
you.
Play
I'm
video
so
and
happy
then,
that you
next
get
thing,
me.
All I'm hearing is, and for the love of God, we both know the man is not doing anything insane like that. Why are you shouting?
Why are you shouting? Listen.
Fuck are you shouting?
Do you know what annoys me now? It's like, I remember before, right? You hit play. She's probably standing on the stairs. They tell us who she is. And then, obviously, there will be the occasional guy behind the camera talking or narrating.
Yeah,
and he's like,
know,
okay, this is cool. I get it. I'm getting ready.
Interview or something.
Yeah, but these days, one, they don't even show people's names anymore. So now I don't even know who I'm watching. Now it looks extremely, extremely act. Like, it's too acted. It's too scripted. It's annoying.
Like, where is the...
Like, where is the effort?
Where is the film?
You know, I grew up...
Because it's no more a film anymore.
It's no longer a film. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's
where
like now.
Film?
I remember before, like, a porno would be like 25, 30 minutes. The main sex was probably maybe 18. 15 minutes, but now I'm seeing sex for 35 minutes, and I'm like, first of all, that's not natural. This is too acted.
Okay, I don't know, but people be out
here. Well, people be out here, but still, some of it, like, because I've been watching porn for so long, I can tell where you caught the scene. Like, I can tell. No. The thing is, me, I pay attention, right? Because sometimes, think about it, right? Like, so I'm watching.
I don't know if you heard what you said yourself now.
What?
Because you've been doing what?
I've been watching porn for a long time now. Listen, I said it on the pod now. Like, I started watching porn early.
Oh, no, I don't disagree.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's funny because, like, I consider myself an OG. So it's why these days I've actually stopped, right? Because it's not...
Are
it
you guys
doesn't agree
in watching porn at this point? What do I know?
To be honest, the amount of time I've invested... Bro, think about the time that we've invested since
okay, first
we were
of all,
younger.
Don't say we.
When did you start watching porn?
Too young. But I think I started watching porn when I was like, let me see. I always blame this boy. I won't say his name, obviously.
Let me guess, he gave you something on...
when I was in like secondary school, my senior secondary school, right?
Yeah.
This, I used to be such a, like, I didn't know anything. I genuinely, you know how I see kids now doing stuff at like in GS1, GS2, and I'm like, what the fuck? How did you even know about stuff like this at this? I didn't know anything about, genuinely did not even know about, like, I would kiss girls, right?
Yeah.
That was all I knew.
Hmm. So you're telling me in like as at 12, 13, you, that was just when you started?
12, 13.
Yeah.
All I knew was just kissing girls.
So you weren't watching porn then?
I wasn't watching porn then. It was when I was in SS2.
Oh, man, it took you a while. I started at 11.
That's why I said don't lump me with you.
Yeah, fair enough.
When I was in SS2, there was this boy that joined our school, right? And then he had come from the north. He was in like a federal school. I think one of them government colleges, right?
Yeah.
And then he joined our school. He just came and I think he ruined every... boy
innocent person, yeah,
in my science class. Fair. And it ended up spreading to
every other class.
Yeah,
that's fair.
That's how I see it anyways, because I was always in my shell for the most part. That was my first time like getting, and it was a CD, obviously, like,
yeah,
we're not downloading porn then like that, come on. It was like very...
I never went through the CD phase. Mine was always laptop.
Oh, I did.
Wait, tell me something. You started at 15.
Yeah,
15. But come on, man, that's at least 12 years experience with porn.
Oh,
now.
No, like I stopped.
Oh, you stopped
at a point in my life. Yeah,
fair. I stopped when I was in. I stopped
when I almost got caught.
Interesting. I stopped. Tell me that story.
This is how I know it was insane. So, like, you know how Nigeria is with light and whatnot, right? Mm-hmm. And then obviously I was watching CDs with porn.
Ah. I know where this is going.
We used to have like this DVD.
Yeah.
That had like a P3.
Yeah, yeah, those ones that you... Yeah, I know it's...
Yeah. So it's... And how the DVD worked is if the power came back on and anybody turned it on, right? The first... Whatever is in there...
It's just auto continue.
Just
play. Yeah, fact.
So it was like... I'd come up from school. I think it was like one of them Tuesdays. My mom had gone to church.
Yeah.
What's it called? So I know that whatever I'm doing, I have to be done before 8, because the church ends like around 8:30. She'll be back home.
Yeah.
Right? Dad travels a lot, so like not home. I had brothers. Well, my younger brother was little, so like he wasn't really like, how do I put it?
He wasn't that aware.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like he was around.
Yeah.
My elder brother's not around either. So it was like me and my younger brother was either sleeping or something. Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, he was sleeping.
Yeah.
So like I was playing the thingy, right? Power goes out.
Hmm?
At this point in my life, I'm like, nah.
How old were you, please?
15. Like this was when I just stayed watching.
Okay.
I was like, nah. If I get caught like this,
that's the end.
I'm fucked.
Of course.
That was the night I learned how to open a DVD and take out the CD from the...
Oh, from the top.
From the top, yeah.
Yeah.
That day, because I waited and waited and waited. As soon as it was 8,
you had
just
no
carried...
Choice.
I didn't even use the screwdriver. I just went to the kitchen, took a knife.
Opened it. I think those people knew because it was easy to open those CDs from the top and like clean it and remove the three.
I was so grateful to God.
So wait, tell me, you stopped then? And then when did you continue?
No, like I stopped then. Obviously, like, it was like, I slowed down.
Okay, fair.
I was very careful how I watched porn, right?
Fair.
That kind of like made it like tone it down. You know how you find something you really like?
Yeah.
Because at the time I really liked it.
You take it in doses.
That's the problem. I did not take it in doses. I was taking and taking and taking and taking in. So it felt like I hit like saturation or whatever, right?
Okay.
I just wasn't, at the time I wasn't like, I had like, the phone I had wasn't like internet enabled, I guess.
Okay.
Yeah. So it wasn't like I could just go on internet and find porn or whatever. So it's like, I watched everything I can watch, right?
All right. So then it was like nothing new.
Nothing new. So it didn't feel like, was like, you know what?
I feel you. I think what kind of helped me was because throughout secondary school, I couldn't. So I had to pace it to when I get back home. Right, but sometimes because I lived in Port Harcourt, schooled in Lagos, I used to do midterms in different places, so I couldn't watch porn in people's houses. So if I wasn't home, like for the holidays, I wouldn't.
When I got a phone, Jesus Christ.
No, I feel you. Even when I got to uni, I stopped because I went celibate for 1 year, so I stopped that time. But then again, since like 2020, since the pandemic, I've not actually been, and that's kind of, it's part of this, like this is kind of the reason why, because like I noticed that it has fallen off, right? So going back to my rant, right, I started watching porn in the times where, what's her name, Jada Fire was the thing. I don't know if you know who that is. Jada Fire, Ivanotti.
Yeah, I suck with the names. The only person I know, because I think that was the first one I saw, was this Nigerian girl. It's Kosi.
Nigerian?
Is it Kosi?
Jesus Christ. Yeah, probably.
Yeah, I think that's her name.
Jesus Christ.
What's it?
Do you know the first time I saw Nigerian porn?
When
I was in the UK, I think it was 20...
No, it's not like I was watching Nigerian porn. That was the first one I saw.
I never saw Nigerian porn. Till today, I still have a mental thing where Nigerian porn irritates me because it feels so...
Dirty.
No, not dirty. Dirty is not the word. It feels so... I think plausible. It feels so likely, so possible. It's too achievable for me, so it doesn't do me.
Oh.
I don't know if that makes sense.
Because
I started watching white women and like older, like black Americans. So in my head, porn was something that was not like, it was aspirational. So whenever I saw something local, it just didn't do it for me. It was like, this is something like I could walk in on maybe somebody and this is what I would see. So it didn't give for me. Until today is like a thing. I just can't do it. I see like sometimes, obviously these days when you open like websites, you see some of it and I'm just like, nah. And especially because Xvideos does this thing where they give you tailored based on your location, right? So so it's
I guess you're right about being at this for a very long time.
No, I've been at this for, see, I'm open about it because I see nothing.
I get why you say you've been, because
this is why my,
I don't grasp yet.
This is why my rant now really annoys me, because it has fallen off. And it's almost like now everybody just goes into porn. It's now like, and I blame the internet, I blame OnlyFans. Because you watch some people, right? And OnlyFans. You're just like, you shouldn't be, like, you're not good at this, right? Like, don't you get that feeling? So I'm sure people listening get what I mean. And I'll give an example. Because I did like an analysis and I think I know who started that rubbish. It was Mia Khalifa. She was a damn poor porn star, but for some reason she was trending. Did you know who that is?
Yeah.
Like, and for some reason she was trending, and I think she probably gave rise to anybody thinking that, oh, I look good, so I'm going to go into porn now.
I mean, there's that. I don't know her well enough from porn, right? What I know her well enough is from now, internet.
Oh.
Like, her trying to, you know, get that porn stain off her
name. I mean, I respect her for that, and I think she's one of the few people that has been able to turn it around.
So like, I don't like how people act as regards stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
It's like, if you're gonna do something, right, deal with chest, brace for consequence. People do stuff and want to be void of consequence, like,
yeah, of course. But I think also there's this thing in society where we sort of, and I've always been against it, I think, like, if we all watch porn as we all do, why do we then stigmatize them in public? That's my issue.
Okay, here's the thing, right? I'm good to play my red flag.
Go on.
It's about to.
Yeah.
For context, I think my red flag is a good thing on some taste.
I mean, it's good to always see the other side.
Because if me and your friends and you do something, I would put myself in your shoes to see why you did it. Of course. Anyways, like, this is, there is reality and then there's what should be, right?
Yeah. And idealist.
Let's say we strive for what should be. Great. But this is the world we live in. Yeah. This is what happens. If you're a porn star, people are going to look at you a certain way.
Of course.
So once you, it's like going into a business. You want the business to be perfect.
Yeah.
But you also know that things happen in business.
See,
you brace yourself for stuff like that.
I agree with you. I get the concept of consequences. I'm just saying that it's hypocritical. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know if it is.
I think it is. Because the same people who consume are the same people who criticize. And that's what I don't like.
Mm.
I think sometimes you can just be quiet about it. I'm like, listen, let her do what she wants to do and let her live her life. I don't care. Like, personally, the way I approach it.
So now, I don't know if it's everybody that criticizes that does that. Because then it's like that thing of when generalization as well. When people say, oh, when a woman comes and says, oh, I want this, right? Yeah. And then some man just shouts from the back, that's not what you meant said, right?
Okay.
So it's like, I mean, I'm not the woman that said it.
Fair point.
So like, if somebody criticizes for, like, this is how I would view you after acting porn, right? You don't know unless you've seen the person's catalog or what.
Okay, so here's my take on that. I think because of the numbers, I think it's hard to say that. Because if you look at, you know those things we used to do, if you write GMAT, those circles.
Mm-hmm.
Every man wears blue. Everybody wearing blue does science. Does that mean everybody wearing blue is a man that does science? Those kind of vibes. Mm-hmm. You get what I mean?
Yeah.
So looking at that, sometimes in society, I look at it this way. A shitload of people watch porn. Mm-hmm. From specific countries that are against certain things. Mm-hmm. What are the chances that the people from these countries against these things don't watch porn? That's the way I look at it. And it's always like, bro, the percentage of people that don't watch porn from these countries would not be as much as the number of people online shouting at these things. So that's why. Oh,
and I get that. Yeah, view, so that's, I'm just that's saying it's like, it's what is going to,
like, no, I get you. I get you. It's what is going to happen.
You can't come out here.
That's not even the thing. I was on a rant, actually. So let me go back to my rant. Another thing that I don't like these days, right, is that if you've seen like a lot of, I've said titles, right? I've said how titles these days are very off. What's wrong with your charger?
No, don't worry. Go on.
Oh, okay. So yeah, titles these days are off. That's one thing. Then I think like the production these days is too much. Right,
production.
Like porn production, like the things that the cutting, the chopping and changing, the angling, or the noise.
Both extremes. It's either no production,
or you it's overproduced. I saw that Pornhub pays $17,000 for amateurs.
Really?
So I get why there's a lot of amateur stuff on the internet now. It's quite lucrative. $17,000.
Not with views or anything.
No, obviously with views. Now, when you hit a certain number of views.
That's interesting.
Yeah, because there's a rise in amateur stuff.
See, now, piggyback to our first, I mean, it's still exacting. But I can say it's like one, you know, we're talking about multiple sources of incomes.
Yeah, multiple
sources of incomes. See, now, this, I can low-key say,
yeah, if you make two sex tapes and you leave it and it gets views, and you're getting
bringing in money. Yeah.
That's something. But you know, the production these days I think is too much. Like I remember when I was younger, right? The stuff you used to see, the Lisa Anns and the what do you call them now? I can't remember, the Vanessa Blues and those kind of people. Like it used to be very straightforward.
I don't even know how you know these names.
Like how don't you guys know names? Like I don't forget names, bro. Because there are some videos that even anytime I stop, like for a long period of time. Like, if I was ever going to go back, those are, like, people, like, I would watch. But, again, these days, I don't, like, I mean, we're all mature here. So, these days, like, I don't because it's, like, it's not one of two reasons. One, I don't know about you, but these days, I feel like I could be doing so much better with my time.
Oh.
That's one reason why I don't watch porn. And then another reason is just generally it has fallen off, right? It
just doesn't interest me
anymore. Yeah, it's no longer. I think maybe we've reached... Maybe I've reached a saturation.
It's like what I was telling you before. I can't say on.
Yeah.
I think I'm at a point where, unless I really like it,
yeah,
I'm not going to engage anymore. Like,
No, to be fair, I get that because I'm at like a saturation point. And another reason why I say it's overproduced is because sometimes I see bodies and I'm just like, first of all, this is not natural. I shout out to people who are into that, but you know, there's that. And I also feel like, so this is the thing. I feel like when we were younger, porn used to push more relatable things in the sense that
I'll give them like a, what's it called? A leeway with that one, right?
Okay.
What was relatable then?
It might not be relatable.
It's not relatable now. Because I realized that people are less ashamed of their fetishes, right?
Which is true. No, my issue is not with the fetishes. My issue is with the fetishes are some, they're normal now. And I'm happy that Pornhub now has a section for everybody. Whatever you're into, you're into, and it's interesting to sometimes venture into some places and be like, god damn it, this is what niggas are doing out there. But like let me explain what I mean. I don't know when you started, but when I started, you would see like men with like hairy chests and like pot bellies, and again, like segue, I think representation then was a lot more than now, because now I feel like every man is fit and something, so it's a bit off. But let's go back, yeah. So like you see, like, you know, hairy chest, and then you know, usually a lot of Eastern European men then, and the odd black.
I see this. People. I don't know if it's representation then or now. I just think at the time,
yeah,
hairy chested men was a thing.
Now it's no longer a thing, right?
Now it's possibly only beards.
And also, what? you know, another thing. This might be unique to just me, but I prefer seeing no, like it might not be because it's a funny
thing. You prefer seeing what? Hairy chested men.
No, this has nothing to do with the men. I prefer seeing, and it's a bigger conversation. I don't like seeing clean shaven vaginas because I feel like it's too much effort. That one, like, I feel like you over prepared for this. I feel like, and maybe because of when I started, over the years, I prefer like seeing a bush. I feel like this is a throwback to the old Road to 30 Days, man. but hear me out.
I'm going somewhere. Hair from your teeth. I don't get it.
What?
You don't pick a hair from your teeth?
What's wrong with that? But I mean, obviously, that's not that. Like, it doesn't get there. It's always just like in your nose and stuff like that. But where I'm going is this, right? These days, or maybe, like I said, maybe it's just me. These days, when I open like a lot of porn, it's almost like that used to be normal then, but now there's now a small section for us now, which I feel like, you know, it's interesting. Then I also, let me see, I wrote down a lot of my rants. Hold on, let me see, what else don't I like?
For context, I don't have a what's it called, a thing about any of those. Like, my thing is, I think what I've learned with myself is if I like you, I like you, right?
Yeah.
Almost nothing will deter anything.
I like what I like, but at the same time, I'm just voicing like changes in what I like and my preferences over time and how it has changed. Like, I mean, come on, everybody is okay to do what they want to do right now. No,
this not
just
like out, please.
Yeah, this is just like a personal rant, all right? And then what else has made me stop? Now, I've mentioned the extreme titles, right? Weird positions. Right, sometimes, right, I see some videos and I'm like, you would only do this in a porno. There is nobody that is doing this in real life. Or
people are actually practicing what they see, I guess.
Why I
think, I don't know how to like, the fact that it's out there, right?
Means somebody is doing it.
Somebody likes that.
Yeah, thing. But this is the thing. You know how people used to say, you have to remove porn from real life, right? Yeah. I feel like when we were growing up, you didn't need to because it didn't seem so far-fetched.
Yeah, fair enough.
But now, a lot, like, I'll give you an example. Like, the story is guy and his babe after a you know, maybe a busy day at work, right? And then they come home and they're messing around, right? In my head, maybe because of where I am now, guy and his babe messing around after work will not lead to 45. Like, bro, didn't you guys go to work? like sometimes it just goes off. Like, okay, now you're standing on the kitchen counter and you know, like,
you see those,
like,
ones.
This is much. This is far-fetched. Like, I'm watching porn. Don't make me feel bad. like, this is already going too far. And just like you were saying, sometimes maybe like he has barely touched you and then there's like 30 minutes of moaning. It's like, bro, you've like, turned me
off. I know
off.
It's not that good, relax.
Like, exactly. Like, nobody is going to make you feel that good.
But I just think it's because of appetite. So like, if as a person you watch porn long enough, yeah. right? At a certain point, like if you're an addict,
yeah,
not like I'm throwing fingers at addicts, but you've been watching porn really long enough,
yeah.
I feel like you get to a point where the regular doesn't exist in nature anymore. So it's like, if you've watched missionary long enough, at some point,
it's no longer
you're over missionary, right?
Yeah.
You want to try something else. And then you move on to the next one. And I think the porn industry is just finding ways
to keep it engaging. To be honest, right, I think that is how I ended up watching, like, and it turns out it's a big category now, Japanese porn. I didn't know it was like, yeah, like, so many years ago, right, this was like before 2019. Yeah. Right, and you don't know names, so you probably wouldn't know a lot of these people.
I don't know names, man.
But there's can't remember her name now. Right, like, so the thing with me is, right, I had whenever I watch porn, I'm looking for something, right, like
specific.
Like something specific. So I'm one of those guys who I don't just go on the homepage and like scroll 7-10 pages down. Like, I don't know how people do that, because even these days it's all trash. Like, the thumbnails are trash, the titling is trash.
Fair enough.
Like, it like, I remember trying that thing once, Segway. I tried it once where I clicked on, I can't remember what website it was, and for like the first 15 pages I was like, this is all trash, like, what is going on?
How right. dumb are you? They went through 15 pages.
Bro, I don't even know how. No. The thing with me is, it always starts like this. I want something, but then now I'm curious. Now I'm going through and I can't find anything.
Yeah, okay.
And then you end up back with the same one video for like so. But now I've lost my train of thought. What was I saying before?
You saw something, then you're talking about Japanese thing you saw, and then.
Yeah. So like in 2019, I was like, okay, maybe, you know. Maybe this isn't doing it for me anymore. Because what I also do is I go through like cycles where I maybe go off porn for a long time because I feel saturated. I feel like, you know, this isn't it anymore. And I started to get there. And then I found like this new section and I was like, interesting. But then it was more of curiosity that drove me there. And I think it was what I noticed was like, it was obviously the extremes, right? Which you're like, I'm not into all that extreme stuff. It's not entertaining, right? And side note also, again, I don't like the fact that now in porn, like, I can't watch porn when it doesn't look like the woman is enjoying it, right?
Oh, okay.
Like I can't. Like, you know, there's some videos that you can tell, bro, she's in pain. Like, what the fuck are you doing? Right? And then there are some videos that you can tell, oh, they are genuinely both having fun. People like, what's her name now? Angela White, right? Angela White and this Mickey Blue guy, they genuinely look like they are always having fun. Right, and it is something that is engaging.
I did pump alcohol.
No, but the thing is, the reason why I'm saying that is because, and anybody that watches porn will probably know what I'm talking about. Chemistry, you can't buy it, and a lot of time you don't really see it, and it turns me off when there's no chemistry and stuff like that. But yeah, so I ended up going to this like Jav section, and I was like, okay, fine, this is an ode to olden day stuff that I'm used to, where there's a story, right? This is a man, maybe he walks into his son's house and his son is in there and is his, like, you know, son's wife and stuff like that. So it was like, okay, you guys are pacing me.
Porn is actually very sick.
It is very stupid, but don't insult me. Like don't insult, like, I'm already feeling bad being here. Well, I'm not feeling bad, but like, do you get what I mean? I'm here, so don't now insult my intelligence. Like, don't overdo. Do you get what I mean? Because like, so that was actually why I found that, and I was like, okay, this might be something I'll be like okay into, because at least there was, and first of all, they're like 2 hours long, but nobody needs that, right? But it's just more like there's actually a story,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And then there'll probably be like 3 or 4 scenes where it's like, okay, so this happened, then maybe his son came back and I ran off, and then they converse, and it's the next day. So there was effort,
you know, like build up to
exactly the actual, there was build up, and see, even
I can that would feel like me watching like a film regularly, because
exactly
I enjoy movies, so it's like,
yeah. That was what we started off with, like stories, like, you know, they will first of all, she's dancing on the stairs, then they put her name tag, then the guy comes in, then like there's enough pacing for me to settle down, turn off the light and start, right? But these days, like, the new kids, I don't get it. And I blame OnlyFans. I blame the internet because everybody just jumped into porn. It's so annoying. There are even some people, like, I don't know if you see Twitter porn, but, like, I block Twitter porn all the time, right? Because, I don't know, it's just somehow, somebody always retweets something to my timeline. But where I'm going is, this OnlyFans babes, right? A lot of people who do OnlyFans, right? Obviously, OnlyFans, you have to go there and pay to see. Right, yeah. And I'm not paying $15. There's nothing better than... So, sometimes they post stuff on Twitter, right? Yeah. And I look at the stuff on Twitter and I'm like, if this is a snippet of what you have, I'm not paying. Because it's trash.
Yeah, you see. But for some weird reason, right? That's why it's like this, because people are paying.
Yeah, but the quality of it has fallen off so bad. Not like, the them. Democratization of porn has made it so poor not quality.
Because you keep seeing how people release bank sheets and they are stacking up.
But if you do a deep dive on that, most of the money doesn't come from subs. It comes from tips, which is people telling you to do stuff.
You know how... Because I think whatever they're telling them to do is worse than what they're actually doing.
No, but that's fine. Because if I go somewhere and I say, I want you to do this for me, right? That's me being specific. I've narrowed down my needs. I'm talking about general stuff. Like, I go on Pornhub, I mean, that kind special. Of stuff. Like, yeah, so it has... I mean, this was a long rant, but it has really fallen off.
And very long rant.
Yeah, it has really fallen off. And it's kind of why these days I can't even be bothered anymore. Because nothing is like appealing and stuff like that. Yeah,
nothing hits the same.
Nah, it doesn't hit the same. You know, everybody just looks... I mean, the morning is fake. The titling is off. The whole thing is just not...
It's the moan that pisses me off. I'm not going to lie. I don't know why. It just pisses me off. That fake moan, it pisses me off. I don't want to... Like, I don't know what it is you have in your hands.
Mm-hmm.
You've barely touched the person.
Exactly.
And you're making the loudest noise in the room.
Exactly.
Relax.
And for such a long time as well.
Relax. Let's relax.
It's like, let's calm down, you know? It's why I rate these guys. I don't know if you know them. Belessa Films. So Belessa makes porn for women by women. Right. And it's a different kind of... It's funny because you can actually see... You can actually see the difference in the production. You know, you've seen this movie, Fair Play.
I feel like I have.
The one where the guy and his babe were both in finance.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, that movie. Like, before I even researched anything, I knew that that couldn't have come from a male director, right? I could tell it was from a female director because there were some elements that were portrayed in that movie. For instance, the period blood on the bed. That's something that's... most male producers will probably not do. Then the element of like the relationship dynamics, the intricacies, right? Fair there were some things that I saw there and I was like, you know, definitely this was, and lo and behold, at the end, I saw it wasn't. Okay. So it's like the way Belessa does some of these things, it's like, this is clearly properly done, right? It looks like, you know, it looks engaging, it looks interesting as
well. Speaking of movies, Seth, I think Rebel Moon is supposed to pop today. Tomorrow, I mean. Tomorrow
Rebel Friday. Moon?
Yeah. Rebel Moon, what's his name?
Who and who?
Snyder.
Oh, I haven't seen the
he's
trailer.
He's doing his own, what's it called?
Okay, no, I know Star what you're talking Wars about. Thing, yeah. The Star Wars thing that he's doing. Yeah, I saw that. No, I remember that one.
Yeah, I think that's this week.
The
yeah.
only moon thing that's in my head is Killers of the Flower Moon.
I don't even know what that is.
It's, what's his name? DiCaprio and this guy. Oh. I think it's Scorsese.
Oh, the one where... he likes a native.
Yeah, that one. I've not seen it yet. I really want to see that one. I heard it's good.
I really want to see that one.
Yeah, I heard it's good.
Speaking of movies, Seth,
mm-hmm.
did you watch when I said that anime? That not anime animation I sent to you.
No, not yet.
Blue Eye Samurai.
Blue Eye Samurai. No, it's on Netflix now.
Yeah,
I heard it's really good.
Really good.
I heard it's really
after that first episode, I was hooked. And apparently, it popped the next day.
It's on my list. I saw Nowhere. Have you seen Nowhere?
Nowhere. It sounds familiar. I feel like...
The lady who gave birth on, like, a container.
Oh, no, I'm not going to watch it. You see, there's some movies where I see, and I'm like, they're going to be trash.
No, this was good.
Are you sure?
This was top 5 movies I've seen this year.
Top 5?
Top 5 that I've seen this year, honestly.
That you've seen this year?
That I've seen this year, yes. And I've seen a shitload of movies this year.
I can't.
I promise you will enjoy it.
I can't.
Alex, I promise you will enjoy it.
I'm sorry, I can't hear it. Because I already saw one that I really liked. I saw The Killer last weekend, I think. Yeah. And
no, I promise you, you enjoy it. I promise you.
No shade to the actress or the actor. What do you call it? I'm not sure. I've not seen the movie she was in that I liked.
I mean, fair. I mean, I don't know who she was. This is my first time seeing her, but I really enjoyed the movie because it was well paced and it was the acting and the storytelling was good. And then, unlike most movies that fall off at the end, they actually did end well.
Because it reminds me of Life of Pi.
I never watched that.
Oh.
Never watched that. I heard it was good, but I never watched it.
No, it was actually good, but I wouldn't put it as one of my...
Have you seen The Revenant? Sorry, not The Revenant. The new one. Guy Ritchie's The Covenant.
Oh, yeah, I have.
Mm, that was a decent one. It's not top five this year, though. Okay, let's get into that before we actually end the pod. What's your top five this year?
I don't know. I watch too much stuff. I forget what I've seen and what popped up this year.
John Wick was this year. Barbie, Oppenheimer. Mission Impossible.
Oppenheimer. Wait. Okay, Mission Impossible. The only beef I have Mission Impossible is the way they refer to the AI thingy.
Oh.
The entity. I don't like that.
It knows
I don't like the... Every thing aside for the way it was run, like the entity being a thing on itself, and I hope that's not what it says. I hope it's somebody behind a screen actually doing, like, because the way they made it feel like, I understand, like, there's a lot of, like, an entity being, like, maths, probability, and whatnot doing all of this. Somehow did not, like, it didn't get so much that it doesn't make any sense anymore.
I think I enjoyed it more because of the stunts.
Oh, no.
That's all I watch Mission Impossible for, the stunts. The storyline is secondary to me.
I got out of Mission Impossible at 3, but when this guy was in Americaville, right?
Yeah.
That one he was in made me start watching again. And
that was a good one, though.
Yeah, exactly. And then
I can't even remember what that one was, but yeah, that was a good one.
The one where he adjusted.
Yeah, he adjusted. It turns out I was watching the making, and that wasn't part of the script.
Oh no, it wasn't.
Yeah, that was a crazy thing. When I said that, I was like, "Nah, that was like the best part of the movie for everybody." Let me see. What else came out this year, though? Let me see.
Oppenheimer is up there. What?
Yeah, I've still not seen Barbie, but I heard it's good. I'm not going to see Barbie, please. I watch it by December. What else? Have you seen The Creator? I've not seen it, but I heard it's good.
That this afternoon, like half of it.
Yeah, have you seen?
And it is looking nice.
Okay, I will watch that eventually. Have you seen Hypnotic?
Hypnotic was so good, but then I feel like somebody messed up with the script
at the end.
Towards the end.
Yeah.
So it's like this would have been, because it kept me in a point where, is it insane?
Yes.
Or at this
point. It was given what's that word? Shutter Island.
Yeah, and I feel like if they had left it as ambiguous as they could, like maybe his powers, maybe he's insane.
Yeah.
It would have been perfect.
No spoilers, so that in case somebody wants to watch it.
Oh yeah, sorry. Yeah. Once it just let it all go, and like I'm like, now it's just ridiculous now, because now it's the same, like when people make movies where they plan it future and predict everything that happen,
yeah,
and it all works out like they predict to happen. I have a problem with that, like nobody ever knows. That brilliant.
Yeah.
That's the problem I have with Mission Possible. The way the entity has calculated everything that happened from start to finish.
I mean, but there's part two, so we don't know if it has.
I mean, for the whole of the first part.
Yeah, but the whole of the first part is getting to know that the entity has a second whatever.
Second?
The one in the ocean.
Oh.
Yeah.
Same difference.
Okay, fair. Have you seen Plane?
Plane. I don't know if
the pilot that they landed in, like this, there was a crash landing. Then he had this guy, that Luke Cage guy. Can't remember his name.
Oh, throwback to 90s movie.
No, this one. Yeah, something like that.
That felt like a throwback to
90s. Yeah, like Lost or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was okay.
It was decent. What else came out this year? Fair Play. You've seen Fair Play?
Yes. Netflix, you see, I'll put Fair Play over that. I've not seen Nowhere yet.
Yeah.
But I'll rank Fair Play over Nowhere.
Okay, I mean... Maybe recentism is making me rank Nowhere.
Yeah, because...
But I really enjoyed Nowhere.
Have you seen Oppenheimer, right?
Yeah, I have seen Oppenheimer. I think that's the number one movie this year that I've seen. No, sorry, number two. John Wick.
For what John Wick was?
Yes.
I guess it was a really good film.
Yeah, it was a really, really, really good film.
It was a really good film.
So I'll put John Wick number one, probably Oppenheimer. Then I'll probably put, what's that one called? This Nowhere.
Because it's the one I can actually remember.
I don't know what else.
It was such a well-told story. I saw another film. Yeah, I don't know. I really liked The Killer this year.
Oh, I just saw that. That was a good movie.
It was so good.
Okay. Yes, Nowhere can be top five. No, it can. But yeah, The Killer was good.
When I think about it, you've seen Nobody, right?
Yes.
It reminds me of Nobody. Yes. But just better. No over-the-top action. It's just, it looks very, if there was a killer, I can believe all of this. This looks very relatable. It's just how he came through. That was a very, very well-told story. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anticipate, don't improvise.
I love that it was out here getting emotional. It made sense. You could see the growth in his character from start to finish.
Yes.
No, that was a good movie.
That was a good movie. Perfect. Okay. I hear that. I'm trying to think of what else came out this year. I can't think of any other one that I've seen. I've seen a lot this year, but they're not coming to me now. Yeah.
I wish I'd made a list.
Yeah, same. But anyways, I think we can just, you know, call it a day.
Yeah.
So tell me, song recommendations before we go.
Oh, yeah.
Anything for our listeners?
Weirdly enough.
Okay.
Lately, I've been in my gospel bag.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Throwback to... And I think this was the best gospel album ever made.
Okay.
Kerry Franklin's... And One Nation Crew.
Oh.
No, not that one. I swear.
Do you want a revolution?
No, that's not the album.
Okay.
Like, it was so complete. There's this... South African song. I don't know how well you were in church. It was a about Unakwana
Tina Sofa Nanae. No idea what you're talking about.
That song, it hits different every time I hear it now. And when I first heard the album, like then, that's part of my childhood. Yeah. The songs you could dance to, like it was complete. The songs you can dance to, the songs you can sing to.
Yeah.
The sad part.
Yeah.
Is not on any streaming platform, only on YouTube.
Okay,
and yeah, that's the sad part.
But what's it called?
The whole album, to be honest, Kirk Franklin and the One Nation Crew. I don't know.
And the what crew?
One Nation Crew, One NC. That's what it is.
Okay.
Kirk Franklin and One NC.
Okay, fair enough.
Perfect.
Fair enough. Mine would be. Have you listened to Basket's Mouth to Buntu? I think
no, the new one, right?
Yeah, the new one.
I mean, fun of Basket's Mouth, but I didn't know.
What's it called? Is it Buntu?
Yeah,
it Uhuru. It's Ubuntu, right?
Ubuntu, yes.
Yeah, no, Uburu. Uburu.
Uburu. Oh, okay.
Yeah, Uburu.
I like when Basket's Mouth makes High Life. Right.
Yeah.
This didn't feel very
High Life.
High Life.
But he said this was the best one he has done. Like personally, like, he's proudest about this one.
Artists have like their favorite ones.
Yeah.
But I learned something from Jemmy. Jemmy said, like, I mean, you can be out here and think you've made the best stuff in the world.
True.
If people you are making it for
don't like it
as much as you like it, then you really haven't done anything that you're making it for.
Facts.
For them. But yeah. My favorite one is still that his first one.
The first one.
Always.
What's it called though?
Yabasi,
yeah.
That's always.
Ah. I mean, I think Yabasi is probably the best of the
three. Only one song that album I skipped.
Which one?
The one where they were actually singing.
Let me go and check it. Because that Yabasi, I think what I really liked was the first song. The first song just hooked me. That's Pepper Soup.
Yo. I think it's the one with Pepper Soup.
The one you skipped was which one?
One Bob, with
December, Papa Benji.
No. The one with, what's his name? Ladipo.
Ride or Die.
Yes. That's the only one I skip.
Ride or Die.
That's the only one I skip.
Ride
and it's a very good song.
Very good song.
I just don't like it. It ruins my vibe for that album.
I can see that. I can see that.
Every that thing feels like, oh my God, chill High Life vibe.
Yeah.
when I'm working, just the
you
hits.
Know, I think Yabasi was the best, but I think I enjoyed Horoscopes better.
Well, no, not to say that I don't like Horoscopes. Yeah. Like, I really like Horoscopes. Yeah. I really, really like it. Maybe lately, nostalgia is killing me lately, yeah, because I'm really starting to like old stuff.
Fair.
A lot more than I like new stuff now. So, yeah. Horoscopes was really nice. Because I remember that, what's that song?
Selo. Which one? Off of which one?
Horoscope. I really like the one with them. What's his name? Ricardo Banks.
Oh, the Leave Me one with Files. Yeah, that's the one.
What's something about I Want to Have Sex?
Yeah.
That one. That song slaps. Yeah. Every time I listen to it, it slaps.
Yeah.
Well,
it's a good one.
I really like my... the first single for Yabasi is Will Always Be a Hit, myself.
Oh, okay, fair.
Always Be a Hit.
Nah, I think... Off of Yabasi, I really enjoyed that Pepper Soup song.
I like all the songs best there, myself.
Because
it was the first thing I heard, and I was so impressed.
Yeah.
Yeah, always.
But anyway, my song recommendation is from Uburu. And it's actually called? Party. The one with Peruzzi. So I'll put that one out there. We've come to the end of this episode, guys. If you made it this far, thank you. Like, thank you.
My rants.
Yeah, thanks for listening to our rant. This was a very interesting one. It's very different. Even I could tell it was different. But so shout out to all of you guys that listen. Get your tickets before they run out. And
yes. I'll be there. Who knows? I might pick up the mic and sing because this voice here is golden.
Do you want to sing before we go?
What song is there?
Okay, while you're thinking, let me just sign out. So yeah, thank you guys for listening. Get your tickets, follow, like, share everywhere that you listen to the podcast. And I don't know when next I'll see you, because like I said, this month is going to be tricky for the pod, but we keep moving.
The show.
No, I'll see people at the show. I mean, like, in terms of episodes. But yeah, we'll see how this month goes, guys.
What do you mean?
I don't know yet.
I'll see you guys next week. We'll be here to record another episode.
Oh, yeah, well, actually, true.
Don't worry.
Yeah. I've got you. You've got me. All right, Hits, do you want to sing before we go?
No.
You don't have any song?
That same song was... Why is it about... How come you know it?
I don't know it.
Why is it about... Umna kwana, tina so fananae. Tina so fananae. Tina so fananae. When he comes out. Shall be like him.
I have no idea what you're saying. Should we just call it a rap?
Oh, no, you're going to cut all this part, obviously.
No, I'm keeping your son in there. See you guys next week.
Yeah.
Bye.